everybody. It's your girl, Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. I'm super excited because I have a very beautiful, dainty lady who has a powerful gift. I'm bringing to you today Miss Sasha A. Ridley, the relational mindset coach. Guys, come on, let's get into these relationships. Miss Sasha Ridley is a relationship coach for both individuals and couples who are seeking to understand themselves better in the context of formatting intimate relationships. Her background is in psychology, and after many years of working in corporate sectors, training many in business, law enforcement, and relationships, being featured on numerous podcasts, magazine features, Hampton Roads, New Business Spotlight, she's created a way to teach others coaching sessions that are tailored to meeting unique needs of each client, often surrounds topics relating to self-worth, unhealthy dynamics, toxic patterns, communication, premarital preparation, and goal setting. Sasha realized early on that teaching and helping others, creating a mindset of relationship recovery versus having to adapt to past traumas they have experienced, it's possible. She also realized that her life and relationship mishaps gave her an added advantage to teaching others how to navigate from brokenness to bliss. Whether you are exiting an abusive relationship, wanting to address existing relationship patterns in a challenging marriage, or simply want to fine-tune what is already working well, relationship coaching can be a wonderful step towards lasting relationships and fulfilling connections. Coach Sasha always likes to remind her clients, unlike what you tell yourself, limiting beliefs, you are not broken. Let me say that one more time. You are not broken. You are not unlovable, and you are not destined for empty relationships or superficial love. If you choose not to, you won't be single forever. It may be hard to believe, and I get it. That's okay. I trust that one day you will see what I do. Woo! That was powerful right there, ma'am.
Yes,
welcome,
that's a word.
I Am Becoming. I'm super excited. Listen, y'all, clutch your pearls, get your good snack, get your notes, get your pen. Come on in, sit down with us, and let's dive into this. I'm in the hot seat today, guys. We're going to talk about relationships as it relates to intimate relationships, as well as how they transfer over into business. I know several couples who have excellent home-based businesses, and they work together. And I'm like, how do you guys do that? As well as people who are just excellent in business with building and networking, building relationships. So I've been trying to get you for some time. I'm so honored that you've come. You're also a Trailblazing Woman nominee, a fellow nominee
yes.
with me. So congratulations. You won the Pink Award, correct? Congratulations.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Y'all, and she's, let's not be modest. She's also a publisher. She's got a new author out, who has his very first book out, Finn. Y'all, I'm getting ready to dig into this book. I've heard so many great things. So she'll tell you all about it at the end of the interview, how you can get your book. But I'm super excited. Welcome to I Am Becoming.
Thank you. I am happy to be here. I have wanted to be on this podcast with you for a while myself. And I'm just glad that, you know, you allow me the space to come on and be a part of this. I'm excited.
Aww.
I'm ready to get into this tea. I'm clenching my pearls already because this conversation is going to be amazing.
Yes, 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 yes. My fellow Pisces sister, we met a little over a year ago. And we were kindred spirits at first, and I love you, and I'm super excited about everything that God is doing in your life and your business. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So
thank you.
Let's get into this. What are five self-working things we can do to improve our relationship skills romantically, and then how it relates to business-wise? Because, child, dating and relationships and just relationships in general are just interesting as far as business, like, and just dating too. Like, you're the expert. Come to the people. Tell me, child. Tell me. I got my notes.
Okay. So the first thing I would have to say, and this is something that I had to learn, I'm going to tell you why. is stand in your power. You are an individual before you could form a bond with anyone, so don't lose yourself in the process. And I say that I had to learn this because I was by nature a people pleaser and I wanted to fix everything. So I always thought that if they don't like something, I have to fix it. If they're having a bad day, I have to fix it. If something is going wrong with them, I have to fix it. And there were relationships past where trying to fix them broke me. So I had to come to terms like, hey, no. Who are you as Sasha? How are you going to stand unapologetically and authentic in yourself? And what lessons are you teaching your daughter by trying to constantly fix people who are happy in their brokenness? And I was like, hey, I am an individual. I am amazing. I am. And whatever else follows, that's what I am. But I have to see those things and speak those things into myself. The second tip I have is be open to genuine communication. At times when you're talking with your partner, whether it's in a relationship setting, a personal relationship setting, or a business aspect, you have to be open to communication. You may not like what is being said. You may not like how they are saying it in that moment, but be open to hear what they have to say and learn more about their issue from their vantage point. And listen to understand versus listen to respond. And we've all been guilty of that, you know, listening to get the first word in, like, okay, well, you said that I'm not good, or you don't like when I did this, this, and this. But remember the time that you did X, Y, and Z? That's listening to respond. Listening to understand would be asking them to provide you with an example, for instance, or actually hearing them out when they are saying something. The third would be establish trust. Trust is hard to repair once it is broken, but it is not impossible to repair. But reestablishing trust also takes two people, whether in business or in your intimate relationship, it takes two people who want to work towards establishing and rebuilding that trust. As the old saying goes, I can forgive, but I can't forget. No, you have to forgive and forget at times when you're trying to reestablish trust, especially in your intimate relationships, because there is no tally in relationships. No one's keeping tabs on who did what to who, or who said what to who. No, if you guys are going to move forward, if y'all are going to build that thing and have a solid foundation, you have to forgive and let that bad boy go. Let it go. Don't just say you're going to forgive them and then time they do something else. You go back to the remember when, or I should have. No.
Yeah.
And leave it alone. That's the hard part. That's
right
there.
That's the hard part. It is. It definitely is hard. I know I'm not a forgetter, but I don't hold it over you. I don't hold it over you, but I my memory is impeccable, unfortunately. That's just something God gave me. I can't, like, I don't know. I try to forget, but, you know, it's like, and sometimes you need to, like, no, you got to forget. Okay, I'm going to hold on to that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have to forget, because our mind will play tricks on us, Alonda. We'll think that we've forgotten that thing, and then time they do something to trigger that thought, it comes back up, and it will affect how we navigate through the day, the week, the month, or that situation with that person.
Yeah,
and our response may not be the same once we truly set it to the side and let it go. We're gonna be looking for things that they're gonna do that's similar to what they did in the past, because we hold on to that that hurt, and we stand in our offense when something happens.
Yeah, that is real. That is very, very true. That is very true. Mm-hmm. So you're an entrepreneur like myself. What are some dating tips for an entrepreneur? And then I want you to hit it from the entrepreneurship, but also hit it from the single parent side. Yikes.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is a double feature. I can,
yay.
I can definitely relate to both parts of this. Okay, so from the entrepreneur side, when it comes to dating, make sure that whoever you're going into this phase with, a relationship with, that they understand the entrepreneurship world. And if they don't understand it, they're willing to understand, because there will come times where you can't go out on that date because you have a deadline, or you can't have them over because there's something that you're working on and you want to push it out. Or you may have, depending on the type of person you are dating, you may have clients of the opposite sex. And you will need to let them know ahead of time, like, hey, John is about to call me, or John is coming over. If you have a home office like I do, you meet, hey, John is about to come over. We have a session at this time. This is what he's doing. Let them know. You know, be very transparent with them so they already have a heads up and they don't come home from work and they see John or Jill sitting in their living room if you live together, or they don't pop up at your place and see John and Jill sitting in your house. So be very open about it. When it comes to parenting as a single entrepreneur, single parent entrepreneur, explain to your kids what you're doing. Involve them in the process. They, depending on their age, they may not totally understand, but involve them in the process. I made that mistake, speaking from personal experience, I definitely made that mistake when I first started with my daughter. And I was always on my computer, always in my phone, and she wanted time with me, and she wasn't getting that time because I was so focused on the business, building the business.
Mm-hmm.
And now if I am building a website, I'll include her. Like, hey, what picture do you think I should put here? Or how does this sound? She's 13. My daughter's 13. I include her in that. If I'm going on a speaking event, or if I have to go for an interview somewhere, I take her with me so she can see what mommy's doing. If I get a flyer for something I'm going to be on, I share it with her. It's those moments that we're teaching our children how to stand in their power, which I'm very big on, teach them how to stand in their power and how to do things and defy the odds, as well as you're teaching them how to conduct themselves as businessmen and women early on. There's some skills they can't learn in school, but they can learn from watching their parents, and we have to be the good examples for them.
Woo, you dropped some gems. Listen, we are going to take a break, and we are going to come back because I got to digest all of that. That was good, though. That all of that was really, really good. Y'all, we'll be right back. We're going to take a break.
Hey, business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, are you using the right tools for your business? Is your business well enough to go the distance? Hey, I'm Coach Harvey, and I'm a wellness coach, small business strategist. I show you how to use wellness as a business tool to get more clients for your business, no matter your industry. I use big company strategies on a small business budget. Hey, go over and join my email list. Go to coachharvey.now.site. Get the free ebook, 20 Things to Do Immediately to Keep You and Your Business Healthy During These Challenging Times. Also, don't forget to check out my podcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m., The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well.
It's Alonda Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
Hey, everybody, it's Alonda Brooks, Coach Alonda Brooks, and we are coming back from break. You are now listening to I Am Becoming. I have a beautiful Sasha Ridley with me, the relationship mind coach, the relational mind coach. She's a relationship expert, guys. We're talking about how to build relationships in business and also your intimate relationship. So I'm going to go in the hot seat because she dropped some gems before we went on break. So if you didn't catch it, you got to catch it on the replay. But listen, I know my toxic trait as an entrepreneur, when I'm to the crunch line of the goal, right, I go quiet. Like, I'm a super extrovert, but I think a lot of times people don't get that I'm an introvert as well. So, like, when I'm trying to accomplish a goal, like, I get quiet. And I think, like, people are not used to that. They're like, where did you go? I kind of, like, drop off the face of the earth. But I'm like, all before I drop off, I'm telling you, like, okay, listen, I'm working on, and I'm always working on 50, 11 things at one time, y'all. Like, it's bad, but that's just how I am, right? So when I'm really, like, getting ready to, you know, offload the last couple of projects, I get laser focused. So I'm like, I get quiet, or if I get stressed, I get quiet. And so people are always like, where did you go? Like, we're all busy. You just can't be just quiet on me. I'm like, So
let's see what happened was.
I'm over here taking care of these children and these businesses got the flirt.
Right.
You know? I'm trying to just make it happen. I don't need you to buy me no bag and shoes. I want to buy my own. I'm trying to get to the bag. You know, I don't know. But that's just, you know, how do you deal with that part? Like, I often hear all the time, like, well, you got so much going on. Where are you going to have time for me? I'm like, you don't even know that I don't have time for you yet. Slow down, sir.
I like that. You don't even know if I have time for you yet. I'm going to use that one day if I have to.
Yeah. Slow down. You're just making up concocting verses and stories that haven't even played out yet. Calm down.
Right. So I put myself in the hot seat, too. I was 100% guilty of this. 100%. And when my recent partner and I got together, at first, he was like, you know, I really love that you are your own woman. I love that you're out here building businesses. I love that you are ambitious. You are a go-getter. You're one of the smartest women that I know. I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you, boo. Thank you. But then you kind of got deeper into the relationship.
Boo, press through.
Right. I see you, you know, bigging me up. But then when we got deeper into the relationship, he was like, take a break. Are you still working? Get off your computer. Wait a minute. Breathe. Did you eat today? Did you even, like, what are we doing? Did you really need to take time out for yourself? And I appreciate that. And I had to explain to him too, like, all right, so this is what I'm doing. And when the kids were involved and we were all together, you know, especially with the virtual learning, that was one of the things that just started. So everyone's off doing their own thing. And I would try to pull away from what I was doing to check on them. And he pulled me aside one day and he was like, when you check in, it seems like we are part of your business arrangement. Like, you're coming around, checking in with the people in your office. Don't make it seem that way. And I was like, that wasn't my intent. But in my brain, I'm on go mode all the time. I'm always thinking about what book's coming next, what coaching client that I have to talk to, what I'm doing over here with this, what I'm doing over here with this. Mm-hmm. But I had to slow down and balance everything out. I didn't want my check-ins to be seem like a business deal, because my family, they aren't business, they are my family. And So I set aside time, and I had to get really laser focused on business hours. Like, I know sometimes as an entrepreneur we say that we work all the time, there is no off day, but we have to have an off day. We have to. we have to schedule whether you write it in on your calendar, but you have to have an off day.
That's on my vision board. Work-life balance, Jesus. Work-life balance.
And because you, it will make a tremendous difference even with your kids. And for me, when they could see, because I have on my desk, I have this whiteboard where there's a calendar on it. And I write out my schedule as far as, okay, at 1 o'clock I have this, at 4 o'clock I have this, Saturday it's this, but I'm off by this time. And I have it out for two reasons, because one, I'm forgetful. And mm-hmm. if I don't do it right then, or write it down right then, it's not going to happen. And two, so that they can see it. They can see what I'm working on, but also they know, okay, well, Sasha's working on this right now, or mommy's working on this. At 3 o'clock, she's going to be done. So that's our time, or she's working from 10 to 12 today. So during that time that I am working, they give me that space. And they're okay because they know that it's not going to be an all-day thing. I'm not going to miss moments with them. I'm not going to be, you know, fixing dinner and with my ear pods in on a phone call or something. They understand that I'm going to be present with them just as soon as I finish working. And when I take a break, and I have my break schedule as well, when I take a break, then, you know, we can all do something in the middle of the day, or we can all have a discussion about something or laugh and joke. And during those times too, include them. I can't say stress that enough. Include them, even the children. Include them in what you're doing so they are aware. And they don't just think that you're pushing them off or that you're busy on the phone gossiping or talking or whatever that they think you may be doing. But include them in the process. Let them know if you're having a stressful day and after work, you need 5 or 10 minutes to decompress. Let them know.
Yeah, that's good. I do. I definitely do that because I'm still yet on the career job as well as an entrepreneur. So definitely when I come home from work, I definitely be stressed in the car. And my kids mm-hmm. can smell when I'm near because they'll like come out the house and they're like tapping on the window. And I'm like, Mom, we just need 5 minutes to be stressed. Look, I'm like, hold on. One second, because when I come in, I want to make sure that I'm hearing you, that I'm seeing all of you, and that I'm addressing your needs. So my
right.
son,
yes.
they're like really good though, because my son's always like, okay, mommy, okay, mom. But you know, the girls, they like, we want you, mom, now. But
mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's really, really, really good. So let's talk about your book, The Relational Mindset. I love that. It just kind of has a certain je ne sais quoi, you know what I mean? Like, it's just so you. tell me about your book.
Well, I wrote The Relational Mindset, I believe it was 2 years ago now. No, it was 2019. I put The Relational Mindset out in February. And it was after... Oh man, so many relationships that I had that seemed as if there was a recurring theme. And I was thinking one day, I was like, how many times have my relationships failed and left me broken, confused, ashamed, and vulnerable, and not really being able to trust my own judgment again when it came to something? But I still would get back out there and try, and I would get back out there and think that, you know, it's going to be different this time, and not realizing that the main thing I was carrying to each relationship was myself. You know, we can spray perfume on poop, but it's still poop.
Wow.
You're carrying yourself in each relationship. And I was the common denominator, whether it was personal, intimate, or business, I was the common denominator. And I also realized that there were many things that as a child, that I saw, that I was taught.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff I had to unlearn and relearn again, because we think, you know, that, for example, just a random example, some women are taught to be independent. Do what you need to do for yourself. Don't ever depend on a man for anything. That happens to a lot of us.
That so, generational you know, junk is serious, though. Like, that,
yes.
I talk about it
yes.
all the time. The generational junk is what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
So we go into relationships and we hurt ourselves in those because, you know, we don't want to ask for help. And I struggle with this, and at times I can still struggle with it. I'm not 100% over it, but I am learning. And each day it gets better because I'm unlearning 30-something. I never tell my age. I always say 30-something. I'm unlearning 30-something years of being taught, do for yourself. Be your own man. Never let a man put you in a situation where you have to ask him for anything. And there are some good men out here who will give you the world at your feet and never request anything in return but your time and your trust, and for you to lean on them and ask them for something. And it isn't about control. It isn't about him dominating your purse. It's not about anything like that. It's about because they truly want to succeed, and they truly want you to be the best version of yourself, because they understand that when you're the best version of yourself, you can be the best version of yourself for them and for the family. So that was one of the things that I addressed in my book, is how, you know, despite the relationship mishaps that I've had, I had to come to terms with tapping into my vulnerability, learning how to communicate more effectively, overcoming the fears that I had of relationships based on what I saw, and the struggles, the shame, and the love that I did experience with partners in the past and even in business that either helped me or hindered me from becoming the woman that I am today and standing in my power and standing in my truth. But I had to first face myself. I had to first be real with me and be like, hey girl, you're not okay. Let's check this out. Let's go get the help that you need. Let's go talk about these things. Notice your red flags when they come up. If someone says something or do something that triggers you, where is that coming from? And we can't be in any relationship with anybody if we can't stand to be in the relationship with ourselves first.
That's real. That's super real. If you don't like you, how somebody else gonna like you, girl? That is so true. Oh, that is so true. And I think the thing is, people are really scared to say out loud that they don't like themselves. That's why, like, I really mess with Gabrielle Union, because she said, like, when her and Dwayne Wade went on a break, like, she said, like, I didn't like myself. Like, I was mean. I was mean to other women. And she was like, I just did not like myself. I needed to work on me. Whew.
Okay.
Tell y'all something y'all don't like yourself so y'all can get this love in 2021 that matches all the other things that you guys have. Y'all get free. I'm trying to wear all of these bad heels that I got to y'all weddings. Like, I'm super excited. When I see it,
right.
I'm so happy. I want more,
me
more
too.
Beautiful babies
I love
for next year. Yes, push through. I'm tired of seeing all these successful people, just no love. And I'm not saying that you have to have, be married or be engaged, that's not a part of success, because that might not be success for you, right? But I'm just saying, like, life is not meant to be done alone. Like, I want to see it, you know? I want to see it.
Get a partner that's in your corner and who can support
you. So with that being said, 2021, I'm welcoming it. Come through. You want to help me pack these boxes, sir? You want to help me send out this Black Sunday collection? You want to help me send emails for I Must Become? I'm here for it. I'm welcome and I'll help in 2021. Thank you. I'm getting my relational mindset together.
Yes, ma'am. I love it.
Listen, I'm cleaning up my stuff. I'm cleaning it up. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Listen, where can they find you at? Where can they find you on social media? Where can they purchase your book? And if they're looking
media.
To publish their own book, she is a whole publisher out here. Shout out to
yes,
Ray Legacy
ma'am.
Publishing.
Yes.
Yes,
Ray Legacy. I'll give you all the information. So if you are looking for me on Instagram or Facebook under the relationship coaching side, it's Sasha A. Ridley, S-A-S-H-A-A-R-I-D-L-E-Y, Sasha A. Ridley on both Facebook and Instagram. My website is www.sashaaritley.com. For publishing, I love new authors. I do. I love new authors, and I love those authors who are already published but need a little bit of marketing help for their book, because my author, shameless plug for a second, Gamal Williams, he just dropped Finn, A Story in Love and Hope. That story is so amazing. It is international at this point. He's doing so many amazing numbers as far as his social media reach, people that's reaching out to him. He's even had people that he doesn't know call him and has read his book or have seen what he's doing on social media. It's like, can you mentor me? And he's a new author.
We're going to have a boy. I got his book. I'm going to read it. I'm going to let y'all know, because you know I love to read. Yes. But he's gonna come to I Am Becoming as well. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
For sure.
And if you are looking for his book, on my publishing site, www.raylegacy.com, you can find more information about him, as well as see all the ways who I can help you get your story from pen to publication and create your own legacy through your written work. And on Facebook and Instagram, I'm also there for Ray Legacy Publishing as well.
All right. Yes. Y'all, listen, y'all better hit her up. Listen, she is the truth. You know I don't bring nobody shabby to I Am Becoming, because I care about my becoming now.
Yes.
So, listen, guys, you know you can always find me on Facebook at Coach Alonda Brooks. On Instagram, I Must Become the Number One. And I'm now on Twitter again at The Becoming Coach on Twitter. And you can always beat me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. to listen to I Am Becoming and Become. Y'all, you know what I say. It's never not a time to become. We are in the fourth quarter, y'all. It, like, literally 2021 is around the bend. I can see it in my eyescape, y'all. You know, I want y'all to prosper. I know that people are kind of scared because they're like, 2020 was kind of rough. Yes, every year that we have lived on this earth, we've had hiccups, we've had bumps, we've had some stumbles. But if you only focus on that part, you are doing yourself a grave disservice. Y'all, next year, when I tell you next year is your year, you know the pastor always tell you that at the good old Baptist church. Like, this is your turn to your neighbor and tell them this is your season. Listen, it is your time. See, that's the thing that you haven't heard. Seasons come and go. But I want you to start walking in your time. That's why I'm strategic about the people that I bring to you, about the daily inspiration and motivation that I give you, because I really, really, really want you to live in abundance on purpose. Be intentional about it, y'all. Remember, don't do anything for man's opinion, but do everything with man in mind. I love you. If you want to reach out to me, email me at I Must Become. I want to hear what you are declaring for yourself, for your family, for your legacy in 2021. As for me, I'm declaring abundance. I'm in my season. I've had my season, and now I'm transitioning into my time. Everything that is attached to me, even you, is gonna win. That's my declaration for 2021. I love you to life. Thank you, Miss Sasha Riley, for coming to I Am Becoming. It was an honor and a privilege, and I look forward to doing business with you in the future. And we're gonna have Gamal Williams back to talk about Finn. Thank you, guys. Have a good one. And listen, I love you. Peace.